Penguin Random House Audio presents Some Luck by Jane Smiley, read for you by Lorelei King. 1920. Walter Langdon hadn't walked out to check the fence along the creek for a couple of months. Now that the cows were up by the barn for easier milking in the winter, he'd been putting off fence mending, so he hadn't seen the pair of owls nesting in the big elm. The tree was half dead. Every so often, Walter thought of cutting it for firewood, but he would have to get help taking it down because it must be 80 feet tall or more and 4 feet in diameter. And it wouldn't be the best firewood, hardly worth the trouble. Right then, he saw one of the owls fly out of a big cavity maybe 10 to 12 feet up, either a big female or a very big male. At any rate, the biggest horned owl Walter had ever seen. And he paused and stood for a minute, still in the afternoon breeze, listening. But there was nothing. He saw why in a moment. The owl floated out for maybe 20 yards, dropped toward the snowy pasture. Then came a high screaming, and the owl rose again, this time with a full-grown rabbit in its talons, writhing, going limp, probably deadened by fear. Walter shook himself. His gaze followed the owl upward along the southern horizon beyond the fence line and the tiny creek past the road. Other than the big elm and two smaller ones, nothing broke the view. Vast snow faded into vast cloud cover. He could just see the weather vane and the tip of the cupola on Harold Gruber's barn, more than half a mile to the south. The enormous owl gave the whole scene focus and woke him up. A rabbit? Even a screaming rabbit? That was one less rabbit after his oat plants this